Today's reading is from Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 1. Luke 10, verse 1. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You should be brought down to Hades. The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." In that same hour he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Then turning to the disciples, he said privately, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." So in chapter 10, we have Jesus sending out some of his disciples again. Remember that in chapter 9, he sent out the 12, and he gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases, and sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. That's Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. And he gave them similar instruction, telling them to take nothing, don't take a staff or a bag or bread or money, and not even to take two tunics, but to be able to make their, well, not their living, but to have their sustenance off of those that would welcome them and take care of them, those that valued what they were doing. So in chapter 10, he's sending out these 72, and he doesn't say specifically that he gives them the same kind of power that he talks about in chapter 9, but he does talk about them being able to heal. Verse 9, he said, "Heal the sick and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come to near you.'" And he says, again, similar things. He tells them, you know, don't take anything with you. Verse 7, "In the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Don't go from house to house." And then verses 10 through 12, if they don't receive you, then shake off the dust of your feet. Let it be a judgment against them. But then he goes into more explanation about this idea of them not accepting. Here, the Christ has come, the Messiah has come, the Son of God on earth, dwelling bodily, and yet there are those that do not listen, do not accept. In fact, they reject. And so he begins to pronounce these woes to Chorazin and Bethsaida, and said if these works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented. And then goes on and describes the idea even of Sodom in verse 12. It would have been more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town that this judgment comes upon. We know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. They were utterly wiped off the face of the earth for the wickedness that was going on. So he does pronounce a very strong judgment upon those that won't listen to the gospel. They won't listen to the message of the Christ has come, the kingdom is at hand. Now, when they return, they're very happy. They're excited. They're joyful. But they're joyful over the power that had been given to them. They said, you know, even the demons listen, even the spirits we have power over. And Jesus begins to correct them and says, that's not really what you should be focusing on. Verse 20, he said, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. So he's redirecting their focus. If you're going to be joyful, then be joyful over what you've gained in being a believer rather than the power that you might have in this situation. And of course, this was for them. He's not talking about us having this kind of power. But it is very important to realize that we need to put our vision and our focus in the right area. And so with this correction and changing their focus, he leaves them with this joy of being believers. And that's a joy that still exists today, a joy that we can all have because we are believers in the one true and living God and his Son, Jesus the Christ. It's very important that we have that kind of joy and that we rejoice in the fact that we've had that opportunity, that God has extended his grace and mercy to me, that I might be a part of his holy and spiritual family. Verse 21, he gives a thankful prayer. He says, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. He's not saying that he wants to exclude anybody or keep anybody from being able to hear or heed, but he's saying those that had an innocence to them and didn't think themselves above listening to this message, that they heeded what was there, and he's thankful for that. And understand, too, that those that were learned, those that were wise in this age, they could still listen. They could make the choice to let go of their pride, if you will, and overcome that particular obstacle so that they could be innocent and listen as well. Verse 22, no one knows the Son except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And Jesus does reveal God the Father through him. And he's given us that great and incredible blessing that we might see the Father as well. Verse 23, he gives another thing for them to chew on, if you will. He says, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. So prophets that prophesied about all of these things happening desired to see it happen, desired to see the Christ, but they weren't given that opportunity. And he says, you have had that special opportunity. And while we haven't seen Jesus in person, we continue to have that opportunity to see him as he is revealed in the scriptures to us. And these eyewitness accounts are given to us even today. Have you seen Jesus through what we've been reading? I hope that you have. I hope that you can rejoice in those things. So our thoughts for today and our prayer for today needs to be along those lines. Do I see Jesus every day? Do I think about him? Do I dedicate myself to him? Do I live up to my commitment to him each and every day? And do I have thankfulness in my heart, joy in my heart, for being able to be a believer in Jesus who is the Christ? We need to pray that we might see him each and every day and have that thankfulness and joy so that we might serve him with joy each day that goes by, so that we can remain faithful unto death and receive the crown of life. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.